another sunny week day in London. Time for some more girl talk. Sister, it's not worth your time. We got much more to do while we are in a prime. I'm Jenny Russell. Happy, always, blessed and highly favoured, amazing. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real for good, your only feel good even, radio station that covers literally every aspect of health. How you doing? I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favoured, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to somebody's prayer. And over the last 10 days, two areas of female intimate health have been highlighted. Her Health and Happiness, you know, is a show that's dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week we are going to literally just have a conversation about fibroids, as it's Fibroids Awareness Month. And it's so good because Lupita Nyong'o, I hope I said her surname correctly, goes public on uterine fibroids, and she's an Oscar-winning actress. So it's really something that is silent, but also there's been a warning to Instagram. It's not just Instagram, but there's censorship on women's health content. And I've been told this for a long time. I post all the time and I'm thinking, why do I get such limited engagement? This is the thing. This is why Unfiltered was created. Because people keep trying to silence us, so we don't know where to go. My Tony Robbins. I am the voice. I am the voice. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I will set the standard. I am the standard for female intimate health. I've been here in this space since the 90s. I'm not a bandwagon girl. But you know, last week, Friday, I attended the Speaker Summit in High Street, Kensington at the Holiday Inn, and it was so, so good. And there was a beautiful lady named, there was loads of beautiful ladies. But the first speaker we had on the Friday was Maria Franzoni. And Maria Franzoni runs an agency, a bureau, and it's really for speakers. So of course, the Speaker Summit is about speaking and public speaking and making yourself more available. And getting your bookings and your bookability up. And she made some really great comments. But the one that stood out to me when I took my notes was, the best known beats the best. And I just thought, wow. So it really was like, you know, what the 1% most book speakers do that we could do too. So this is what she was sharing about. And to understand where the money is coming from and to understand that need to understand who are the most booked. So this is how they started to explain how she went about it. But what she said is what they have in common or what they do differently is that they're highly relevant to a paying market. They're well known in the industry for one thing. They're memorable to the bookers and the audiences, and they're easy to work with, easy to find, book. And so this was really, really important for me. And so she talked about Dragon's Den relevance. And that it was a great example of relevance in actions. So, you know, a booker is out there and they will book you if you can show that there is a relevance to the person that wants to book you. You've got to show, so relevance pays. And it's really interesting because the fact that Instagram censors women's intimate health, and all the other platforms do the same, and class it as adult content, and so they kind of suppress it, and sometimes block it. I've been blocked before on LinkedIn for mentioning the title of my book, which is ridiculous. And it's madness, but they block you, which means that this is why women struggle to find spaces and places to be able to get alternative help. And the thing about it is that intimate health is not just bound to creams, medications, and surgery. There are so many holistic things we can do about it, right? And it says, look, to be known, if you're not pulling out relevant content in relevant places, you don't exist. Now, that's really quite hard, because if your content is being suppressed by social media, that's relevant places, right? And a lot of people, they get so many newsletters and emails that they're not reading your emails. So you go onto WhatsApp lists groups, and there's so many WhatsApp groups that people are not are turning their phones off and notifications. And where do you go? Where do you go? This is a question I want to be answered, right? And that's it. And the best known beats the best. And I love that, right? You've got to be known for one thing. And I've always been known as that pelvic floor lady. And at one point I was like, oh, I don't want this label. But it makes sense. It's like the actors that were in the original EastEnders, when it was worth watching, let's say, for example, or one of those soap programs, Coronation Street, or any of those ones that people used to watch way back when, because they're over 50 years old, these shows, right? So, or over 40 years old. So when you look at those shows, and people will be in those shows forever and a day, they found it hard to get other work because people outside identified them with that one person. So they became the person they played in these soaps. And it became really hard to be seen for something else and to be known for anything else. And this is the issue in social media, or even with the stuff you have. If we try to be all things for all people, it becomes hard. When I first had an agent in 2011, I was told to either specialise in maternity health or specialise in incontinence. And because I didn't see that picture then, I was like, no, every woman's got a pelvic floor. I want to do pelvic floor. But actually, you know, it for me, I could have specialised in either incontinence or maternity, because a lot of women struggle with incontinence subsequent to maternity. But a lot of women struggle in maternity in terms of sexual feeling and sexual function, as well as prolapse, as well as incontinence. So but then if you specialise in maternity, there are so many women outside of maternity who actually have the same problems: incontinence, prolapse, loss of sexual function. And so that's why I found it very hard. So I was the pelvic floor, and I still am, the pelvic floor conditioning expert, because that allows me to optimize health for women at every age. And I did change my title at one point from the pelvic floor conditioning expert to optimizing health at every age. But that makes me more broad. The pelvic floor conditioning expert is who I am. That's what my books are written on. That's the subject that lights me up the most. That's the testimonies I have. And so that makes so much sense, right? And that wasn't hard for me. So being memorable, right? Always be yourself. This is me, right? Unless you can be Batman. That's another statement I was made. Kevin Brown says that. But it keeps you top of mind without having to pester, and keeps you there. So, you know, there was a statement that was made, and I love it. And it says, our work changes lives. And it does. When people ask me what I do, I will say, I transform lives and save relationships. And my work does change lives. I've had that. I've shared with you before when the husband kissed his wife on the head and said, thank you for giving me my wife back. When another husband has come down to Harley Street to come and find me to thank me personally. I've had notes from husbands. You've given me back the marriage that I thought I'd lost. You know, transforming lives and saving relationships is a powerful position to be in. And I think it's really nice. It's like remembering that 1% of people don't have something I don't. They just made bookability their business. And I looked at that and I thought, I have an event this weekend, Unfiltered, and I'm trying to work out why so many women are interested in the topic, but they won't step over the threshold and book the tickets. And so I look at what she shared here, and it's about bookability. And that moves me on to another beautiful lady that I spoke to, and that we went to Ask the Experts. And we spoke with Nima Warder. Now, she does BBC World News. Now, she just took me to a different place, and I absolutely loved what she shared. I loved how she spoke. I loved what she gave us, you know. And one of the things that stood out for me from her was three steps. What? So what now? And what if? The call to action. And this made a lot of sense to me as well, because it was also discomfort to become the CEO of Credible You. So don't be embarrassed by what you are trying to build. I have never been embarrassed by what I'm trying to build. People are embarrassed by the topic. So if we remain embarrassed by the topic of our own health, our own intimate health, we will always struggle. So all change first starts with a conversation. That's for sure. We have the conversation, and then we can move into where we are. We can actually be able to work out who we are, who we're trying to help, and actually then from there, it's okay. The subject I have is a credible subject. We have to make it comfortable, comfortable to have the conversation. And then we have to consistently speak about it, because if we consistently speak about it, then more people will start to speak about it. More people will open up, and it needs to get onto mainstream media. Now, what's really good is finally, during the day, before Watershed, there are adverts about vaginal dryness on the TV. This is a massive step forwards. Massive. Because that makes things great. And I love to do science and humour and sandwich it together in the most unusual, as the actress Jenny Seagrove wrote in the foreword for my second book, Perfect Floor Secrets. And suddenly, nothing seems embarrassing, but everything seems important. I love that line she put in the foreword. I love the line that Paul Check put in the foreword for the first book. This is the important gateway that links our inner and outer worlds. I use those lines all the time because it's really, really important. But what I do know, and what I love that Nima reminded of, is that laughter is a leveler. It really is a leveler, and it helps people to think about the subject. And as my friend says, is when you'll be able to, you know, a great spoken word artist or a great comedian will give you a story. Even Chris Rock, when he used to do his stories back in the day, will give you a story and you'll laugh about it. But as you're walking away, you're thinking to yourself, did that heifer just curse me out? So you're being told about yourself, but actually it's being done in such a way that makes you laugh, but then goes, oh, damn, crap, this applies to me. You know, it's, and writing spoken word for me comes quite easily. So I have done pelvic floor spoken word, as I've shared before on this platform. But even when it comes to incontinence, when I write a spoken word, sometimes they come to me just like that, like literally the click of a finger, and I've got something in my head. So when I wrote how to keep your knickers dry, it was so simple. Then I approached Penguin, but knickers isn't an American statement. So it was like, but it doesn't, how to keep your panties dry, the adult thing to do. It doesn't flow. How to keep your knickers dry, the adult thing to do. It's when you feel the urge to go, to make it to the loo. As simple as this statement sounds, it's very clear to see. Not all of us will make it. And that's statistically. Yet all the adverts out today say that leaking is okay. But you can't take your child to nursery if they behave this way. Drip, drip, drizzle, and a constant need to change. It's not the way God made us. We were not supposed to leak this way. How to keep your knickers dry? The adult thing to do? is seek out Jenny Russell. Wow. And let her pelvic floor secrets teach you a thing or two. Or her pelvic secrets, your choice. And so that just flowed. And it flowed really well. And it was easy to think about. It was easy to put together. But, you know, but you can't take your child to nursery. But you can't take your child to kindergarten. I suppose it flows to a point, but it just sounded different. And once it became hard to use the word knickers, it became hard to write the book because the flow was lost. And I didn't see it at the time, but I can see it now when it's a different way of being able to create the same message and change it and alter it for the market to who it goes across to. But literally what it talks about is it just reminds you that in the UK, here for sure, your child is meant to be able to be potty trained before they start nursery. Kindergarten in America, I'm not sure what you call it in other countries. But before you can take them to their first school, they should have a level of potty training, because that's not for the nursery to be doing. And so that is something we have to do. And the reason why I mention it is because that's the pelvic floor pathway. It's the last sensory pathway that we celebrate in children, and it's a last sensory pathway to wake. But in adulthood, because of postural issues, neurological issues, hormonal issues, structural issues, you know, physical issues, nutritional issues, emotional, especially emotional issues, that can be the first sensory pathway that gets shut down. And so what happens is we've come around full circle. And way before a situation like my mother, who is has incontinence through Alzheimer's dementia and has lost all sensory pathways and communication, even verbal, we've now found ourselves as young adults and adults after childbirth using incontinence products. And because we're being shut down, what's happened is we're wearing these incontinence products and we're holding on to them because, you know, what do we do? How do we change? What's happening? But there's a gender health gap. This is what was published in The Sun, right? And this was on the 15th. So this is only yesterday for me when you listen to this, 15th of July. Women need access to educational material, says the study commissioners, right? So this was a study that was done. And what it found was that the gender health gap, so posts about women's health are blocked by Instagram whilst men's are promoted. Well, it's, again, but then who owns these stations, these platforms? You have to think. Women's health topics are more than 3 times more likely to be blocked on social media than men's, according to a study. Posts are less likely to be viewed or engaged with due to algorithms, but the opposite is true for men's health. Who owns Instagram? Right. So there's an influencer, Ali Bakshi, and her husband, Justin, shared content about male and female health to see the reaction from followers. Ali shared content about menopause, pain during sex, and vaginal dryness. These types of posts were viewed by 66% fewer non-followers than her typical Instagram activity. 66% fewer, right? By comparison, when Justin posted about erectile dysfunction, leaking after sex, and testosterone imbalance, he only noticed a mild drop in non-follower views by 16%. So that's 50% less for her than him, right? It suggests women's health and sexual wellness content is being routinely restricted on social media platforms as outdated algorithms detect words like vagina or period and block non-followers from viewing. And that's the problem. Imagine, right? You have to change the name. So I have this whole poem, you know, my thing on vibrantly appealing Gina, the most sought after girl I know. The entrance to a gateway. Remember it below. The link to our inner and outer worlds, right? Excuse me. That brings love, life and flow. Yet many underrate her and call her all kinds of names. Not understanding Gina may cause a life of hurt and shame. So now, If we write the word vagina, we have to remove the A or remove the I and use an asterisk or something. My talk this weekend, let's talk about sex after childbirth. I've had to put a full stop between the letters, but that's good because remember, my sex I'm talking about is sovereignty, essence, expression. But if I write the word sex on its own, in many instances, it's blocked. So engagement rates between posts were significantly different, with Ali receiving a massive drop in comments by 69%, whilst Justin received an uptake by 76%, as both followers and non-followers expressed interest in men's health topics. Hygiene and health company, Essity, which produces menstrual health brands, Bodyform and Modi Body, commissioned the experiment. It is campaigning to end the practice of social media companies banning medically and anatomically correct terminology related to women's health. And I back it 100%. I do. Ali Bokichi said, "It is clear my content is being censored and I can see clearly that the censorship of women's health related content is an issue. And so I might be reluctant to post about more important issues moving forward as the message doesn't seem to be supported unless more support from the algorithms will be given and people to be given a chance to voice their personal experiences. Otherwise, we cannot change and support women going through different health scenarios. We cannot break taboos if we keep silent." Additionally, posts during the experiment by Ali focused on periods, heavy bleeding and endometriosis, which saw 25% less views. Taboo topics such as thrush and discharge had 14% less content. Justin posted about taboo topics such as pain in the testicles, weird discharge and thrush. "It doesn't feel fair that one gender appears to be disproportionately censored when it comes to sharing about information on intimate health. They saw a massive surge with 34% non-followers viewing the content compared to his activity. His post illustrating learnings about penile, testicular and prostate cancers experienced an increase in non-follower views by 4%. Justin Bokichi said, "After 1 week of comparing notes, I noticed no notable change in engagement on my posts on male health issues. If anything, they've actually increased, especially on the real message. It was quite interesting to make this men's versus women health comparison. It doesn't feel fair that the gender appears to be disproportionately censored, as I said, it when it comes to sharing information about health. The experiment comes as research of 4,000 adults found 47% of those who use social media feel it is an important platform to educate themselves about health and well-being. And 45% don't believe any restrictions should be placed on posts containing the correct medical or anatomical words and phrases to describe the human body." Hear, hear. Some 44% think anyone should be able to publish content relating to women's health, for example, menstrual health or breast cancer. Just under 8 in 10 adults, 77%, said words like vagina or periods should not be restricted on social media when used in educational context. SET is working with the campaign group Censor Her Ship to raise awareness about the negative impact of women's health censorship on social media. I know where to go now. Spokesman Kate Prince said, "Our Bodyform brand is regularly censored when it launches new campaigns on social media that are designed to improve education and menstrual health. Women and girls must be able to access information and advice about critical health topics on social media, and they should be able to hear about them and engage with the experiences of others." And I agree 100%. "We cannot fully understand the need to monitor certain words and phrases, but when anatomically and medically correct language is censored, then we think it's going too far." And I agree. "We're asking the social media giants to use their expertise and offer a solution that would help millions of women and girls gain access to important content and information." And just before I go to trail, because I'm quite late, 100%. The difference is this. I know there are adult content out there, right? There's adult content out there in pornography world, and you know, there's things that may lead to people, you know, predators and stuff. But you know already the content and the people that are writing, you can see it in terms of how it's written. When the post is written, how it is. I don't have to keep putting an asterisk or a full stop or something in. I'm not swearing. I'm not touting anything derogatory. I'm not trying to be a predator for something. I'm trying to share information because my perfect secrets are for sharing. My perfect flaw secrets are for sharing. There is no need for you to have to suffer in silence if the information is available. This is the message that many people are putting out there. And Unfiltered is a platform that allows you to come, so around the world, come online via Zoom. If you're in London, come down to Soho on Saturday and have a conversation, because your sovereignty, your essence and your expression, this is exactly what I'm talking about, your sex. This is what social media is blocking. And this allows you to hold on to your health. And your sovereignty is about how you feel inside your body, how you show up with yourself. And if you have a challenge for me, I know your pelvic floor is the real true measure of your confidence. Because as long as it's working well, there is nothing to worry about. You don't think about it, you get dressed, you don't consider many things. But the minute anything goes wrong within the pelvis, where your sex and reproductive organs live, right down to social connections, wardrobe choice, you know, shall I go, shan't I go, relationships, communicating to your partner, especially if you're in a season of celibacy, through choice, through culture, through trauma, through adverse effects of the menopause or childbirth, then everything about who you are and how you identify yourself suddenly becomes drawn to the foundation of the trunk and the gateway that links your inner and outer world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You'll never feel the way I feel. You don't know if my love is real. Baby, listen to me, here's the deal. When you're not here, I'm not the same. I'm needing a new chapter, babe. Been stuck here in a bed for days. I've been staring at the telephone.
And then we come back on the other side. And I hope that made sense to someone and it helped somebody, because it's really important that we understand that you have to literally go searching for this content. And so this is why for me it's so important that when radio shows like this are aired, that you share it with one of your friends or share it on a platform. Just take the link and share it with a friend or share it in within a group so that you can highlight. I share so many comments and bits of useful information that will help you. Because I feel when I meet ladies and they say to me, Jenny, you know, my insides are falling out. You have to help me. I used to get stopped in the streets years ago. Like, you've got to help me. I'm letting my husband down. You know, and it's that thought that you feel like you're letting your husband down, which I think is a very powerful statement that we need to be able to put you in a position where you don't have to have that thought or that feeling. But I have my first book, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes, subtitled What Can Your Perfect Floor Do for You? I just have a handful of copies left. So if you want a copy of that, then you need to go to pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, email me, and I will get a copy to you. But Pelvic Floor Secrets, you can go to www.jennyrussell.com and you can order it from there. Now, as much as I'm going to revamp these books and republish them, the original book is still relevant because it really does cover the basis of what the pelvic floor is, what its responsibility is, and it gives you some exercises at the back. It looks at breath, it looks at diet and nutrition, and gives you an insight of the things you need to consider. It also has a chapter on testicular and prostate cancers as well. So it does even include that for men. But what I say is I had a client, an older client actually, a good few years back, and her husband bought the book and he read it. And he read it because he said he wanted to understand his wife better. And this is the whole point about unfiltered or she comes first or anything I do. It still comes back to the foundation of the trunk, which is the pelvis. Is that we have to understand it first and then value its role. And that's what I have at the end of one of my spoken words. The foundation of your trunk is your pelvic floor to support and protect as if a trap door. Understand it well. Value its role. Now, in the spoken word in the book, it just says confidently continent, be it your goal. But actually, it's confidently continent, sexually satisfied, posturally, aesthetically, professionally, personally, be it your goal. Because its impact on your career longevity, massive, major. Its impact on your social connections, massive, major. Its impact on your intimate connections, it's massive, it's major. Its impact on your confidence and your confidence in leaving the house, playing on the trampette with your children, taking part in sports, much less anything else. It's massive. Its impact on voiding, emptying, removing the toxins from your body, front or back. But its impact on stabilizing the trunk. Because the whole of the internal contents of your body, your trunk, your arms, your breast, your head, they all sit on that pelvis. Which means they all sit on that pelvic floor. And this is what is missing in the education. They're not just for sex and babies. You know, it's that advert, a dog's for life, it's not for Christmas, right? So over here in the UK, they try to discourage people from getting animals as pets for Christmas. And then after a few weeks, they realize, oh, this is too much. And they want to abandon them or give them back. They're for life. And your pelvic floor, you're born with it. You highlight it in potty training. And then after that, you forget about it. And if you go to talk about it, this is the reason why the algorithms are down. They look at you like you want to have this dirty conversation. But you're not dirty. You're having a conversation to try and work out, okay, so the pelvis is the center of gravity over my feet, which is my base of support. So if I take my feet away, what becomes my base of support? For me, as a lady that teaches the Swiss ball classes, the stability ball, the big ball. The minute I start to kneel and stand on the ball becomes my base of support. But my pelvis is still my center of gravity over my base of support. And so dependent on how my pelvis tips and stays balanced or imbalanced and hikes on one side or it doesn't or rotates, depending on what this center does, this pelvis, will dictate what my head will do. So when you walk around and you look at people's posture and you see the shoulders are rounded forward and the head is going forward and they've got this big curve in the upper back and you actually look at them and you notice that their head is almost past their chest, that's a lot of pressure on the back. But if you just stand up for yourself and try to push your head, stand yourself up and try to push your head as far forward as you can, but put your hands on your hips as you do so, you will notice that the more your head goes forwards, the more your pelvis angle will change. And even as I'm talking to you now, I can stand my own self up and do it again. So if I stand up, take my shoes off, because it's very important that your base of support is the sensory pathway of what is going on in your feet. Put them down on your carpet or your ground. Place your hands on your hips so you can feel where your feet are. Do they feel like they turn in or out? All of these messages are really important, because what your feet are doing dictate what your pelvis will do. And then what your pelvis does dictates what your head will do. And if you push your head forward, what does your pelvis want to do? The more I push my head forwards, the more my pelvis moves backwards. It has to, because it's trying to keep me balanced upright. But it's doing that because my eyes, my inner ear, and my jaw want to remain level on the horizon. So the more I push my head forward and down, the more I change my horizon, even my eyes are going up. They're not looking in the same space. They've moved upwards because they're trying to remain level on the horizon, right? So my hips are back. Now, if I come back to my neutral point here, I can even feel my eyes have moved. Now, if I try to pull my head back as far as possible, it's like I'm arching my back and my hip goes forwards. So that's what happens with the body. And again, my eyes are looking a bit like they're looking down my nose now because they want to remain level on the horizon. So just before we go into continuing with fibroids, it's very important to have this in the message as well today. Go back to that position again and just note how your feet feel. Now, how are your feet on the floor? Now push your head as far forward as possible. And what do your feet want to do? Because most of the time, the feet want to turn in. Now the position of the ankle has changed because of where my head is. Now pull your head back as far as possible and the feet want to roll out. So that's how connected we are. And I think sometimes we don't take the time to actually pay attention to what the body is doing. And so because we've lost that sensory communication, because we're always in trainers with heels and we don't even realize a 1-inch heel can change the pelvic angle by 22%. We get ourselves into trouble. And this is the point that needs to be addressed and raised. We need to make sure that we're not in that position where we're altering the pelvic angle, because those changes in the pelvic angle change the position of the bladder against the pubic bone or even the bowel at the back. And if we've got weak lower abdominal muscles and they can't actually hold the organs in their natural anatomical position, then it's very easy to have a bladder that may not be completely full, but if the internal organs start to descend and push on the bladder and it presses against the pubic bone, the sensory message is, I need to go to the toilet. But actually, then we start to create urge and inconsistency in our bladder movements, and then we start to have another problem. Now, that's all I've got to say on the subject, but this is why I have these conversations. If you want to email me of any issues you have, you know you have my email address, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on Instagram and X at pelvicsecrets, Jenny Russell with an I, on LinkedIn and Facebook, and Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. And you can go to the website www.jenirussell.com. Now, award-winning actress Lupita Ngo, I'm not sure how you say her surname, I'm so sorry, N-Y-O-N-G-O, yeah, Yongo, details battle with uterine fibroids, no more suffering in silence. And it's really important that the Oscar-winning actress has joined Democratic Congresswoman and senators in creating new congressional bills. And she's opened up about her more than decade-long battle with fibroids. And that's a battle that many, many women experience. And again, and it's much more prevalent in the Black community, but it's very hard to speak about. Now, in honor of Fibroid Awareness Month, the 42-year-old Black Panther actress detailed her personal struggle with the chronic health condition and outlined her plans to help combat the disease, both medically and politically, moving forwards. So in March 2014, she won the Academy Award. The same year, she discovered she had uterine fibroids. And Lupita wrote in an Instagram post on Tuesday, 30 fibroids. I had surgery to remove them. I asked my doctor if I could do anything to prevent them from recurring. She said, you can't. It's only a matter of time until they grow again. That is actually not true. There is a lot you can do to prevent fibroid growths. And I used to do a talk on the hidden sugars that feed fibroids. And I'll try to pull that up. If you want that, you can email me. And I will send an email to this lady as well. Because that is factually incorrect. And that's the problem. The Oscar women explained that uterine fibroids are non-cancerous growths, which they are, that develop in and around the uterus and can range from in size from a pea to as large as a melon. Now, my sister and one of my good friends, who's a celebrity also, both had uterine fibroids. And when they had theirs removed, they were like the size of a 16-week pregnancy. So this is the old days of the Erickson. My sister is now 60. On her 40th birthday, her fibroids started to attack themselves. And the bile that she brought up was green. And she had to sign a waiver in case she lost her womb. My celebrity friend, when she had hers removed, whereas my sister was cut, the celebrity friend, the muscles were clamped apart. The uterus was gently taken out. I think I mentioned this last week. It was the fibroids were taken out carefully from the woman, put back. My sister signed a waiver. They can't do it. She just lose her womb. So there are differences. While she noted that some people with fibroids experience zero symptoms, others must deal with debilitating side effects that include heavy menstrual bleeding with anemia, pelvic pain, frequent urination, and complications in pregnancy. Lupita also noted that it's a common condition among women, with 8 out of 10 Black women and 7 in 10 white women experiencing fibroids at some point in their lifetime. Still, despite such large numbers, she added that we speak so little about conditions and women's reproductive health in general. Not me, I've been talking about it for nearly 30 years. So, the best known beat the best. This is the problem. When we reach puberty, we're taught that periods mean pain and that pain is simply part of being a woman, which is also factually incorrect. She wrote, I started talking about my experience privately and I realised so many women are going through this. We're struggling alone with something that affects most of us. No more suffering in silence. So instead, Lupita declared that it was imperative that we stop treating this massive issue like a series of unfortunate coincidences and reject the normalization of female pain in everyday lives. Oh, I could kiss this woman. Right. She added, I envision a future with early education for teenagers, better screening protocols, robust preventative research, and less invasive treatments for uterine fibroids. Let's study women's health together and prioritize this. I added the word together. This chronic condition that has never been comprehensively examined, right? Now, this is true, right? And I think it's important for us that we have this conversation. And now she has explained that she has joined a collection of Democratic congresswomen and senators to introduce a package of uterine fibroid congressional bills that would expand research funding, increase early detection and interventions for uterine fibroid, study the causes of uterine cancer, and increase public awareness. She also announced that she has partnered with the Foundation for Women's Health to create FW H times Lupita, her surname, Uterine Fibroids Research Grant. Her donation will allow the Foundation for Women's Health to seek research protocols to develop minimally invasive or non-invasive treatments for uterine fibroids to reduce symptoms and quality of life for the 15 million patients suffering from this chronic condition in the US alone, right? Now, this is really important because there are, I used to do these evenings with Jenny Russell, and I had on the hidden sugars at Feed Fibroids. I'm running out of time and I've got an advert to put in, so this is very important as I quickly round up. My sister gave her testimony, and a lady that heard me on radio, when I did pirate radio back in the day, also gave her testimony, excuse me. And the lady had gone to see a Chinese, after listening to me, she went to see a Chinese herbalist, and she shrank her fibroids, and she shrunk them nutritionally and medicinally, holistically, with Chinese herbs. My sister worked for IBM. She would be on secondment in different places. She stayed in hotels. Her food was, per nutrition, was very poor, and she fed her fibroids. As I mentioned, she was having the operation in the July on her 40th birthday, May the 8th, 20 years ago. She, 2005, they started to attack themselves, and she ended up having to have them removed that way. But one of the things she agreed was, as soon as she went back to work, she went back to old habits. This is why it's really important for us to get the education on female health and recognize the body is a system of systems. Nothing happens on its own. We feed our fibroids and we don't realize. We feed sickness and we don't realize. So if we want to be able to be well, we have to feed health, because we feed sickness, so we feed health. So these are the things that we need to do. Now, I'm going to end with the advert, but I just want to say that this has been a great opportunity to share two powerful messages, and I hope they help people. This Saturday, unfiltered, you can go on to Eventbrite and you can book your tickets on Eventbrite, eventbrite.co.uk. Look for Unfiltered Soho and you will find the event there. You got the tickets 2 for 1. Bring a friend, share the message, and let's get women's health top and center of everybody's lips, because when we're well, our families are well. So until next week in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, and
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.